The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Boss Saw Shaw Cross, murder rates, garbage plates, 585-252-9800. This is our last pair of tickets to go see Kevin Hart.
Yes, it is.
And we're giving you a chance to win them for Can't Beat Breezy.
Let's go.
Right now, Breezy's record stands at 5-3. She's absolutely crushing it.
I've never had a higher record, ever.
Let's go to the phones. We need caller A. Peaks Y. Who's this?
Autumn.
Autumn, where are you calling from?
Byron.
Not happening in Byron, huh?
Not Byron.
I know, it's so big.
Can Byron beat Breezy? That's the question, because you're color A!
Woo! That is phase one. Let me hear you. Let's get a little woohoo there in Autumn.
Woohoo!
All right, that's good enough.
Crushing it.
All right, now I just need you to trash talk Breezy before she leaves the room. Can you do that?
Yeah, Breezy, you're going down. I want these tickets.
Yeah. Get it, Byron.
Right. Breezy's leaving the room right now. The rules are simple, Autumn. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. I wish you the best of luck because she's been crushing it lately. Question one, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question one, Autumn, in which sport can you win the Davis Cup? Which sport can you win the Davis Cup?
I have no idea. Lacrosse.
All right, we'll go with lacrosse. All right, question number two, Autumn. The nuclear power plant meltdown, otherwise known as Chernobyl, took place in what country?
China?
Going with China. All right, question number three. You big fan of teddy bears?
Kind of.
The teddy bear was named after what famous American president?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Question number four. Autumn, what fast food franchise has the most locations in the world?
McDonald's.
And question number five. Autumn, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Four. I might be three. Oh, no.
Which one is it? You got 3 seconds.
I'm going to go with three.
All right. We're putting you down for three. Okay, we're going to go ahead. We're going to bring Breezy back into the studio, and then I'm going to tally these up and see how well you did, Autumn, okay? Breezy, why don't you go ahead, sit yourself in the hot seat, would you? You got your work cut out for you.
Byron do.
Her name's Autumn.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're looking at right now we have a total of 2 out of 5.
All right. I'm not making any promises, but let's go.
All right, Breezy, question number one. Autumn, sit tight. We'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
You have a chance to win these last pair of tickets to go see Kevin Hart next week in Buffalo. Breezy, in which sport can you win the Davis Cup?
Hockey? No. Motocross.
Motocross?
Motocross, yeah.
Okay. Question number two, the nuclear power plant meltdown, otherwise known as Chernobyl, took place in what country?
China.
Question number three. The teddy bear was named after what famous American president?
Ted Cruz.
What?
I don't know. I'm just panicking. I'm literally panicking.
It's okay. Take your time.
No, I've
no
idea.
You're going with Ted Cruz, who I don't even know if he was a president.
I don't either.
Right.
Right.
Question number four, Breezy. What fast food franchise has the most locations in the world?
McDonald's.
And question number five, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
I feel like it's two. I'm going to go two.
All right.
Oh, my God. I just threw that. I threw that for Byron. What's going on?
Her name's Autumn.
I know.
All right. Hey, Autumn, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. You got 2 out of 5, and it's tough to say this, but Breezy just went 0 for 5. You got yourself the ticket. Congratulations! You
those
just
were
beat Breezy.
Really hard. Which ones did she get?
Well, you were a tennis star, so question one, you win the Davis Cup in tennis.
Oh my God!
Question two,
didn't make it that far. Clearly,
both of you said China, but Chernobyl actually took place in Ukraine.
Right.
Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt. They named the teddy bear after him, and yes, you did get that one right, Autumn. Question number four: Subway has the most locations in the world, and
what?
It takes 3 teaspoons. To make a tablespoon.
Damn
it. Autumn, who are you taking to Kevin Hart with you?
My husband.
Oh, he's going to absolutely love that.
He's going to crush it.
Hey, yeah. Do me surprise him, take video of it, and then send it to Breezy and I, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Bruce and Breezy on air. What's the only station in the city hooking you up with Kevin Hart?
98 PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
What you gonna do? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Let's talk about the police for a second. 2 Rochester police officers are suspended with pay over radio calls made between cars on Sunday. And the Rochester Police Department says the calls appear to be immature and unprofessional. So now there's a internal investigation.
Oh, no.
They started around 5 p.m. on Sunday, but the officers were discussing, for whatever reason, going to Philly. It's like, we're going to Philadelphia to represent RPD. And one of them said, listen, guys, we're going to be in Philly representing the Rochester Police Department, and I'm going to take a shot for every one of you guys, you know? And then another one responded with, why do I feel like I'm getting assaulted right now? And then later, an officer says, yeah, brother, we're going to go get effed up one of these days. So just plan on us being effed up one of these days.
Oh,
probably be Monday or Tuesday. So RPD would not say why the officers were going to Philly. Although, I mean, one call mentions recruiting, but the rest of the radio calls sound like locker room talk because officers were just challenging each other over who can run faster or do more push-ups.
What's happening here?
That's great. In a statement, RPD said it prides itself on the mission statement of crime reduction, service, and professionalism. Unfortunately, on Tuesday, we received recordings of radio traffic from one of our car-to-car non-primary radio channels that captures what appears to be immature and unprofessional behavior that falls short of meeting our mission. The officers are suspended with pay until the internal investigation is over. Sir, my car was broken into for the 7th time this month. Can't help you. We're doing push-ups.
So tough.
You know what? I can think of way worse things that some cops can be doing. You know what I mean? I didn't think they were going to get suspended over something like this.
Right. Yeah, no, that's questionable. Very questionable. Also, I feel like everybody has access to the police scanner and the radio. So
I mean, they got apps for that.
That's so tough.
You can download a police scanner. I enjoy listening once in a while. I find it very therapeutic.
I know somebody who used to fall asleep to it on.
What? Like,
this is not it. This is not it.
They slept with a police scanner on all night long? Who would do that?
I don't know.
My grandpa. Wacko. My grandpa used to sit there at the table and he had this 1975 police scanner, which I have now.
Yeah.
It's an antique. And he just listened to what was going on in the city of Rochester.
I mean, talk about giving yourself anxiety. No, thank you. I'm all set.
How do you get an extremely...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sick child to take medicine. And I know there's so many parents listening with tips and tricks on this very subject. And Gianna from Webster says her 10-year-old daughter has had pneumonia for 2 weeks and refuses to take any kinds of meds. 585-252-9800. If you can offer some serious help this morning, that's coming up right after the break for Parental Confidential on PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Totally not anonymous. How the heck do you get a 10-year-old to take medicine? That's the question. Gianna from Webster says, you know, I'm at a loss. Most of the suggestions from my kid's pediatrician has not worked. So apparently the last resort is Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings.
Okay.
It's kind of shocking if you ask me, but we'll take it.
Very much so, but hit it.
She writes in and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I can't imagine there are no other parents that have dealt with this. I'm at my wit's end. I have spent hours this week trying to get my kid to take medicine for pneumonia. Yeah, am I saying that right? Pneumonia, right?
Pneumonia, yeah.
She has sensory issues, anxiety, an extreme fear of throwing up. Her sense of taste is insane, and she is a super picky eater. Now, I've never been able to sneak extra vegetables in anything. For example, she would immediately notice something different, no matter how little I would put in. The medicine is liquid, and she will take the tiniest sip and then end up spitting most of it out. Towards the end, she would take a sip, couldn't even swallow it. We are trying pill capsules this weekend, but I am not very optimistic. She's had a horrible cough for 2 weeks, but that's it. Supposedly, pneumonia can clear up on its own, but she can't stay out of school for weeks and weeks. I'm just so frustrated and upset and angry. I have no energy for my other kids or anything else. And I've tried letting her suck on ice cubes first, chasing it with her favorite sodas, which I think that's ruined her for now, but sipping from a cup, giving it in a spoon. I've tried punishing. I've tried bribing. She says she physically can't swallow it without throwing up.
Mm.
Anyone else ever dealt with this? What the heck do I do?
Interesting.
All right, Gianna, let's see if we can get you some help from our listeners. We got a lot of parents that listen. 585-252-9800. How do you get a very sick 10-year-old kid to take medicine? I know you guys got tips and tricks.
Yeah. some texts coming in right now. We will get to give kids meds. I syringe it into a mini muffin or mix it in with Nutella chocolate.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Nutella.
Love it.
The palm oil.
Honestly, Nutella masks anything.
I know.
This person says get pill form and have her pop it in the back of her tongue and wash it down with soda. The carbonation helps.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. This is Carissa. You can buy oral lubricant called Pill Glide. That's a great technique. Lots of different fruit flavors, and it works great for both my 9 and 12-year-old. So you basically—
I literally feel like that's a recipe for choking, but okay.
No, that's the whole point. Pill Glide helps swallow the pills. Well, you just got it's a lubricant, I guess. I was taking pills growing up. These things were horse pills. I don't know how I managed to swallow them.
I feel like we just talked about this the other day because I was sick. But my girlfriend, since we live together now, I went to the medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need like NyQuil.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And she only does like liquid. And I'm like, ew, I'm not like six. I need like a pill. She's like, I can only do liquid because of my throat. I'm like, okay, well, this is weird.
Hey, guys, it's Matt. Would it be possible to get a suppository? It's not fun, but it's a good last resort. I don't know, Matt. I don't. Let's keep going. Terry says, my 7-year-old has taken pills for 2 years. We taught her using mini M&Ms, and now we specifically ask for drugs in pill form. You got to try the mini M&Ms. What a great idea, right?
What
swallow
do you mean?
This. Well, if you're going to practice taking pills, why not do it with mini M&Ms? Pretend it's a pill. Start practicing swallowing those, so when it's time to take a pill, bada bing, bada boom.
I mean,
I think that Terry, that's great advice. Also, Pill Glide.
What a torturous thing to eat chocolate and not enjoy it. You're not going to eat it. You're just going to put it in your stomach.
I'm just saying that's a great technique. Who else is here? Let's go over to Lori. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, we're asking the question: how do you get a 10-year-old kid to take medicine? Because Gianna from Webster says her daughter's had pneumonia for 2 weeks. She's 10 and can physically not swallow any kind of liquid meds. She's going to try pill form this weekend, but her daughter can't do it without throwing up or just throwing a fit. Shauna says, one of the physicians I work with had this exact scenario recently for her own son. She said mixing with large amounts of chocolate syrup worked at first, then it was soda, but was still too bitter. Then it ended up having success with pills and pudding. Next idea was to switch the antibiotic to one that could be flavored more easily. You got to crush up the pills this weekend and put them in pudding.
She could snort them.
Yeah, that's one way. You can wait till,
crushing up.
Yeah,
the
wait
pills.
Till college. Who else is here?
Pills and applesauce always work because of the texture.
Or tapioca pudding. God, I love tapioca.
What is that?
What's tapioca?
Yeah.
Guys, what's tapioca?
I don't know.
It's like they got the little gelatin balls in it.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
There's a lot of like things going in the mouth that I'm questioning everything.
Tapioca is, how do I explain this? It's tapioca is a starch. I know that much.
Is it like oatmeal?
It's you kind of feel the need to chew it. Sure.
It was like, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. Can't explain it. Like, right.
There's no right way to explain tapioca. I'm sorry. You can't do it.
I'm going to Google. I can't spell tapioca, but.
Andrew's here. Hi, guys. I don't know if this is great advice, but my 7-year-old was like this. When he got strep, he got strep a few months back, and I told him that he could literally die if he didn't take his medicine, and he started taking it after that. LOL. So maybe put some fear into her, and what's the worst case scenario, right? She starts taking her meds.
Yeah.
Case closed. All right. Well, that's one way to do it, Andrew. Tell your kid they can die.
Yeah, that's not the fear mongering. I don't love that tactic.
We get another mom wing in here too that says, I agree with the whole pill glide. This is a great technique.
This person says, yep, my daughter was very similar. Got to do the pills. The pills have to be done because, I don't know, I think the taste of liquid medicine is absolutely, I think the act of taking liquid medicine is more harsh than taking a pill, in my opinion.
Was there any part of your life where you ever had to take a suppository as a kid?
I mean, not as a kid.
Oh, but you've had to take one. I think I was a child. I remember as a kid, I was being really sick.
I told you I had hemorrhoids not too long ago.
Right.
So you did the math. You put two and two together.
Yeah. That was not fun. My dad did not have a lot of patience. We'll say that much.
Oh, God.
All right. You're going to try the Pill Glide, Gianna, and you're going to crush up those little pillies this weekend. You're going to put them in your daughter's tapioca or her pudding. There you have it.
Tapioca is disgusting. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like cottage cheese.
It's like oatmeal. You know what I mean? You got to chew it. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for the messages. Gianna appreciates it, but so do we. We learned so much from this segment, do we not?
We do.
It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.